USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nazibullah Zazi, the man convicted of plotting to blow up the New York City subway system, will be released from prison after being sentenced to time served. His attorney, William Stamper, says he's a changed man.
Mr. Zazi, who I met a long time ago, almost 10 years ago, who was a young man, has changed dramatically. And I've witnessed that transformation over the past approximate 10 years.
Baltimore Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh is resigning. Her lawyer, Steven Silverman, read a brief statement from Pugh, which said she is stepping down in the best interest of the people and the government.
I am sorry for the harm that I have caused to the image of the city of Baltimore and the credibility of the office of the mayor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr was a no-show at a House committee he was supposed to be testifying at. Republican Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia says Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler is the reason that Barr did not show.
My chairman, by insisting on an unprecedented act, 206 years of this committee have never had staff ask questions in that type of hearing. The only time they've ever asked questions was in impeachment hearings.
The popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The CDC says in a new report they've seen a surge in emergency room visits for fractures, dislocations, and head trauma ever since electric scooters became widespread. The report says head injuries topped the list of the accidents involving the little vehicles, and the study determined that many e-scooter injuries could be prevented if riders were to wear helmets and also stay out of the way of actual large motor vehicles.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The county commissioner in Otero County, New Mexico, has declared a state of emergency over the border crisis and influx of illegal aliens. County officials also recently proposed a resolution to block illegal aliens from being sent to the area and are giving the governor 1 week to take emergency action or face a lawsuit. The governor also ordered the state's National Guard troops to withdraw from the border, disputing the fact that there's even a crisis on the southern border. Coy Griffin is the chairman of the county commission. He was asked on Fox News, why were these troops withdrawn from the New Mexico border?
You know, it was at the very beginning of her term back in on January 11th, I believe. She went down to one of the most secured areas of our border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and had a political grandstand there. She said there's no crisis on our southern border. Everything's fine here, and shortly after that, she retracted about over 100,000 National Guard troops that were positioned along our border to secure a border. And since she made that statement, she has yet to acknowledge that there definitely is a crisis. I mean, it's coming from every front. Everybody around her is saying, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, and our governor is still yet to say there is a fire on our border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1982 when the Weather Channel makes its debut. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.